from KQED.
California's high-tech sector is hiring software developers, but not everybody who's unemployed has the right skill set to take advantage of the opportunity. Some entrepreneurs see an opportunity to disrupt this economic dynamic by training folks generally left behind so they can participate in the tech boom. Alex Schmidt has the story.
For years, Gregorio Rojas complained to his wife. The senior software developer was annoyed that he never got female, Latino, or other minority candidates applying to his open software developer jobs. Then finally, one day,
she just told me, look, why don't you just go do what you've been talking about doing and just go do it.
Do it, for him, meant starting his own software training program. So 6 months ago, Rojas welcomed the four students who make up the first class of Sabio, a 20-week-long course in Los Angeles. It's geared specifically to women and minorities.
My population, my community, they're not even aware that software is an option.
He says one of the barriers for students has been cost. Rojas is addressing that with a deferred payment model.
In 20 weeks, you're going to have a great paying job. In 20 weeks, you're going to be able to start making those payments that you couldn't 20 weeks beforehand.
On a Saturday in donated space, the students were going over some code in their last class. Kevin Reavers stared at his laptop intently. He graduated from a private college in Atlanta a few years back, but wasn't able to find a job in marketing. Reavers had loads of debt, and he would have liked to pay for this new training up front.
I would have if I could, but unfortunately, I did not have the means to. So this was an opportune moment for me to take advantage of.
The program costs $10,000, but entry-level software developer jobs can pay $50,000 or $60,000 a year. So once the students get jobs, they shouldn't have a hard time paying back the tuition, says Rojas.
We don't actually consider this a risk. I'm very well aware of the market. So our product, if you say, which is developers, it's actually a really good business to get into.
But not everyone is so sure this is a safe bet. Carol Zabin is research director at the UC Berkeley Center for Labor Research and Education.
I think that we shouldn't hold them up as a model until they have a very, very strong track record of placing people in career track jobs where there's retention and they are replicable.
There have been so many bad actors in the for-profit training world, enticing people to take out huge loans and leaving them without jobs. But the baggage that comes along with that shouldn't stop entrepreneurs, says Chris King. He's a professor of human resources at UT Austin.
I think we're new at getting innovative private sector kinds of ideas into the whole realm of workforce development, skills building.
In San Francisco, another startup called App Academy had the same idea to defer payment for tech training, only it's been around about 2 years longer. Kush Patel is the founder.
We turned a profit pretty quickly, so we were happy about that, especially since our tuition model is a bit difficult to manage cash flow with that because we don't collect tuition on students until they have a job.
About 97% of the students at App Academy got software development jobs, and the program has grown from 20 students in the first class to 250 in the second. Back in L.A., Rojas tears up when he talks about his students. So far, two of them have jobs, and the others are in final stages of interviews.
People look at you crazy. You can become a software developer in 20 weeks. You can get into a high-paying job in 20 weeks. Yes, you can.
Rojas has been holding down a software day job and working on his training program during nights and on weekends. It's all proving too difficult. So in the next class, he'll be asking students to pay up front. He knows for some, the program will be out of reach.
We are leaving people out. We can't deny that. And that's the worst part of what we're doing. But we're going to get there.
Rojas plans to go back to the deferred payment model once he can save up enough capital. For the California Report, I'm Alex Schmidt in Los Angeles.